Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Netflix sees itself as the anti-Apple by Aaron Griffith. Streaming service Netflix is famous for its unique culture. The most well-known example is the company's no vacation policy, which allows employees to take off as many days as they choose, whenever they choose. That policy is just a symbol of a broader attitude in the company, according to CEO Reed Hastings. There's a whole lot of that freedom, Hastings said on stage Saturday at the TED conference in Vancouver. He purposely built Netflix to have a culture of open information sharing after his first company, Pure Software, struggled because it was too obsessed with creating processes to prevent mistakes from happening. We were trying to dummy-proof the system, and eventually only dummies wanted to work there, he said. Workers across the company are given updates on a wide range of Netflix's projects, not just the ones their department is working on. The Netflix culture of information sharing builds a sense of responsibility among employees, Hastings said. We're like the anti-Apple. They compartmentalize. We do the opposite. Everyone gets all the information. He added, I find out about big decisions made all the time I had nothing to do with. That's why Hastings promotes courage as a fundamental value at the company. We want people to speak the truth, and we say to disagree silently is disloyal. He added, it's not okay to let a decision go through without saying your piece. We're very focused on trying to get to good decisions with a good debate. Netflix, which recently turned 20, has had some time to foster this culture. In contrast, Facebook, where Hastings is a board director, is 14. When asked about Facebook's recent privacy scandal and 2 years of negative headlines, Hastings noted that Facebook and other social media companies are clearly trying to grow up quickly. He compared social media to television, which was viewed in the 1960s as a vast wasteland sure to rot the minds of humanity. Turns out everybody was fine and there was some adjustment. I think of it as all new technology has pros and cons, and social media is figuring that out, he said. But has Facebook been completely unfairly criticized? Oh, it's not completely unfairly, he said. He added in a show of support for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Mark is leading the charge on fixing Facebook, and he's very passionate about that. Hastings has not withheld criticism in his capacity as a board director in the past. He questioned fellow board director Peter Thiel's support of Donald Trump and fitness to serve on the Facebook board, even offering to resign after the communications became public, according to the Wall Street Journal. Hastings could leave Facebook's board for another reason. As Facebook has moved deeper into original content, including acquiring rights to stream sporting events, speculation has swirled that Hastings could step down for competitive reasons.
Indeed, Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg resigned from Walt Disney Company's board in March, citing conflicts of interest. Last spring, Hastings said his board seat had not created a big conflict yet because Facebook was acquiring different types of content than Netflix. As seemingly every tech giant converges around original video content, Netflix, the anti-Apple company which started out mailing people DVDs, is finding itself up against all of Silicon Valley. Last year, Apple announced it would spend $1 billion acquiring and developing original content for a forthcoming streaming service. Amazon spent $4.5 billion acquiring non-sports content in 2017, and Hulu spent $2.5 billion. But Netflix is not shrinking from the competition. The company has plans to spend around $8 billion on content with the aim of making half of its offerings original. Hastings doesn't think the eye-popping spending is enough. There are so many great shows on other networks, so we have a long way to go, he said. Besides, he added, that's spread globally, so it's not as much as it sounds. The TED audience, which included numerous billionaires, politely chuckled. Hastings clearly enjoys the spoils of fierce competition. I love competing. I love going up against Disney and HBO. That's what gets me going, he said. He's already taken on Hollywood. The most powerful companies in Silicon Valley are next.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.